Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amber Talbot, director of Paws and More Animal Shelter, ahead of Valentine's Day. We're talking about the opportunity to adopt a pet ahead of the holiday.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and I recently stopped in at the shelter to drop off some food. It looks pretty full in the cat room. Can you tell us what's going on?
Our adoption room is very full. This time of year, we usually see about half the amount of kitties that we have available for adoption. 2016 was a very busy year for us. For whatever reason, we took in almost 100 more cats than we did in 2015. So for a wide range of reasons, those guys came into us. So we are in need of really getting these guys adopted more than previous years even, because spring is right around the corner. So we're going to have a huge population increase, you know, in just a couple months. So our dream would be to adopt out, you know, at least 60 cats in 60 days would be amazing. But normally we have about half of our adoption room is empty at this time of year, and we are still overcrowded. So we need your help to come adopt.
Yeah, I've never seen it that full this time of year.
Mm-hmm. It's very unusual.
And there are some really sweet cats in there. And if somebody is interested in adopting, they could potentially adopt some cats who are paired together.
Yes, we will be posting these guys on our website and Facebook here soon. We've got a lot of cats that are bonded, that kind of have a love connection, if you will, that snuggle all day and groom each other, that if you're looking to add two kitties into your home, we've got great bonded buddies. That would be perfect.
And then you don't have to worry about them being lonely while you're gone at work.
That's right. And, you know, we have colony cages at our shelter. So everybody is kind of in groups. So, you know, if you have one kitty that you're thinking about adding a friend to, the majority of our cats are very well socialized and do appreciate having a kitty friend. So even if you're looking at just adding one, that's pretty easy to do. And our staff is able to help you kind of find the right personality match.
And you have a variety of cats, calico, long hair.
We do, and we still have a lot of young kitties. We've got a lot of cats that are under 6 months of age still, that the litters of kittens did seem to kind of continue to come in later this year. You know, I'm not sure if that attributes to the weather being a little bit more mild. It seemed for longer, but, you know, we've got all ages. So if you're looking for somebody that's under a year or even under 6 months of age, we still have lots of young ones, which is typically, you know, not normal either for this time of year.
So if a family's considering opening up their door and having a little more love in their house for Valentine's Day, what are some of the things that they should take into account before they decide this is what they want to do?
We always say the most important thing is first to consider is that everybody in the family is in agreement and is wanting to get a new family member, and that you have the time for that animal. You know, some family members might be really opposed to it and not have the time, and or if you're looking at a job change or a schedule change with even some of your children or yourself, you know, think those things through so that, you know, it doesn't result in that animal having to come back to the shelter because of a lifestyle change or because someone in the family is unhappy. That's very important. And also that you have the resources financially to take care of that animal. You know, veterinary care is something that needs to be handled every year, routine vaccinations and health screenings. It's really a preventative measure too to ensure your kitty or your dog has a long, healthy life, and that you don't wait till things get so bad that, you know, it could have been treated maybe for $10, but you've put off going to the vet and it, you know, it's $200 now. So making sure you are equipped to handle veterinary expenses.
And each of the cats is taken to the vet and up to date on shots before it's adopted?
Yep, all of our cats and dogs go through some health screening. They're all vaccinated, spayed and neutered, and microchipped as well. And we register that microchip for you. It's all included. And the adoption fee right now for all of our felines is only $50. And so you really get a fully vetted animal for a very reduced price. And the adoption fee really just helps us cover our costs. You know, if we could just say free to good home for all of them, we sure would. But financially, the shelter got to cover a little bit of our direct costs. The spay and neuter is the biggest thing for us. We have thousands of dollars every month in spay and neuter expenses that we need your support in helping getting that paid as well through the adoption process. We do have a lot of senior cats that are available that we are absolutely working with individuals. We've got some of the really senior guys are free to good home or maybe a $25 or just a free will donation. Our goal for them is that they just find a loving forever home for the days that they have left.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amber Talbot, director of Paws and More Animal Shelter in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.